The title of my poem is Memory. Life has given me cerebral palsy. The world views me only as a person with cerebral palsy. The world doesn't realize that life has given me a secret weapon, one that only I keep in my possession. Unlike most human beings, I can never forget. I will always keep all of my memories inside of my brain, the squishy, wrinkled, jiggly blob inside of my head that looks like a bowl of plain spaghetti, the one organ that I cannot replace. Because despite my condition, unlike what most people think, my head is filled with brains, and it's not a blank space. Most people might think that my brain is only damaged because I cannot walk properly. To add to that, my limbs are very wobbly. Under my skull, on the contrary, I'm very, almost extremely, extraordinary. My brain is a video recorder that preserves everything that I experience. My brain is a photo album that only I can see. My brain contains many memories, memories that are jubilant, joyful, and jovial, memories that make me smile, memories that are like freshly squeezed lemonade and always quench my thirst with their cool and refreshing taste. But the world doesn't see what happens right here. The world thinks that I have no feelings. They think that I'm completely different, and that they can use me like I'm a dirty rag. The world takes advantage of my disadvantages. Is my diagnosis really everything? Yes, I'm profoundly retarded. I can't do everything normal people can't do. I can't talk to anyone but myself. I can't walk. To the rest of the world, am I a person who can't feel? Am I emotionless? Does the world think I cannot perceive? Have they never heard my cries and sobs of frustration? After all, there's nothing I can do about my situation. The world is just plain lucky. They are insulting, insolent, and impolite human beings. The world thinks that I am a Barbie doll that will always smile, even if her limbs are torn off by a small child. But of course, profoundly retarded means that according to the world, I know nothing. And am I just a person for everyone to laugh at? Does it look like I don't understand? I wish I could share my feelings, which to the world are non-existent, because for all the merry memories in my life that my brain has captured, there are as many discouraging, disconsolate, and disheartening ones. Those memories are bullet wounds that pierce my heart. Harsh memories that cannot be healed. Flashbacks and recollections of days in depression when I was hurt, bullied, and teased by the world, when hatred was all I received. These days fill me with aggression, memories I don't want to keep in my possession because they constantly remind me of my imperfections. The world doesn't realize that I will never forget their surly, malicious, and rude insults. But while I might have discouraging, disconsolate, and disheartening memories stored in my brain that the world has caused themselves, yet they think are non-existent, there are the merry, magnificent memories in my life that are like sleek, smooth, and silky pieces of chocolate that melt on my fingers. Their rich taste always comforting me. I won't ever forget those memories. Even if the world only sees cerebral palsy and profound retardation, I know that on the inside, I have the smarts to become someone great. My memory is my secret weapon. I shall set my disadvantages aside because my memory is the bright side, the highlight of my life that I shall use as my weapon to break through all of the harsh, rude, and vicious comments that I hear pretty much every day. Cerebral palsy has given me a disadvantage, but it cannot overcome my advantage. And that advantage, hidden deep inside, that no one will ever learn about, is my memory. My theme is, in life, sometimes people can't recognize our good qualities because they only consider our flaws and don't even think about our strengths. But we should learn to use our strengths to overcome our weaknesses, no matter what. Thank you.